Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some advice on healthy living. I'm often asked how to control or completely get rid of native cedars. They are a serious problem on many ranches in the South. The best approach is to cut them down, flush with the ground, and then grind the trees into a wonderful mulch to improve the soil. Without grinding them up, they can be piled into 6-foot-tall barriers to create exclosures to keep livestock and wild grazers out of areas so that native biodiversity can naturally rebuild there. Cutting eastern red cedar and ash juniper, also called mountain cedar, off below any green foliage is usually effective at killing the plant. The closer the cut is made to the ground, the more likely the plant won't resprout. The other possible cedar to have to deal with is red berry juniper, and it will often return after cutting, so repeated cuttings are needed. I do recommend removing native cedars, actually junipers, when they're growing on flat land and competing with other desired crops. But these trees should be left when growing on slopes and in rough areas and wash areas where they can help prevent erosion and provide food and habitat for wildlife. For all your gardening and natural health questions, or to join the Organic Club of America, go to DirtDoctor.com or our Facebook page for help, Howard Garrett or The Dirt Doctor, and tune into my talk show this and every weekend. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.